Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As our nation's new leaders are sworn in and the 117th Congress is underway, they will need to hit the ground running to build on the work of strengthening U.S. agriculture. Farm Bureau stands ready to work with all our leaders on the pressing issues facing our farms, ranches, and rural communities. Work on the farm never stops, and neither does Farm Bureau's advocacy work in Washington. As our nation continues to face the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers and ranchers, their employees, and their rural neighbors can't afford any lag time in the essential services we are counting on to keep our businesses running and our food supplies secure. Federal agencies and congressional committees we work closely with will see a shift in leadership, but we can expect to see some familiar faces in those offices. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, previous chair and ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, will hold the gavel again, and Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas will serve as the ranking member. Both have worked with Farm Bureau over the years, and we're eager to build on those relationships. On the House side, new chair Representative David Scott of Georgia and ranking member Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania are no strangers to Farm Bureau. These leaders have worked closely with their state farm bureaus in looking out for the needs of farmers and ranchers back home and are ready to bring that know-how to the benefit of all American agriculture. Over at USDA, Tom Vilsack has been nominated to return as Secretary of Agriculture, and we are confident he will be ready to lead from day one. After leading USDA for 8 years, Mr. Vilsack brings a deep knowledge of all the ins and outs of running a federal agency and a solid working relationship with Farm Bureau and the Washington ag community. Farm Bureau has a long history of taking a seat at the table on the top issues facing our farms and ranches. If it impacts your farm, we have your back in Washington. From addressing farm workforce shortages through immigration reform to expanding markets with free trade agreements, your Farm Bureau team is ready to build on the progress we've made and continue to take agriculture forward in the 21st century. We know your farms, ranches, and our rural economy depend on a strong infrastructure. Not only that, it's a matter of national security. We cannot get our products to market without a reliable system of roads, bridges, railways, and waterways. Even with many folks remaining home this past year, these rural routes have kept humming as we continue to move products from the farm to keep our food supply secure. In these days where so many services, events, and businesses have gone virtual, infrastructure funding must also include broadband. If the digital divide wasn't clear before the pandemic, there's no denying it over these last 10 months. Broadband isn't a luxury. It's a necessity to get essential services like healthcare and education to help customers, colleagues, friends, and family stay connected. Yet 25% of rural Americans are still without reliable access to broadband. While I know we'd all love to have this pandemic in the rearview mirror, we're not there yet. And hopefully that day comes soon. We are seeing glimmers of hope, but with not one, but two vaccines available. That is nothing short of a miracle and a reminder of the great things our nation can accomplish when we work together. It will continue to take all of us working together to ensure we have the safety equipment and resources we need to continue to protect our employees and families in the days ahead. And we must prioritize getting the vaccine to those on the front lines of our farms and across the food supply chain. At the American Farm Bureau virtual convention last week, we focused on how we are stronger together. I hope that we will continue to be the theme not only for our Farm Bureau family and across agriculture, but for our nation. It's time for us to put partisanship aside and move forward together as Americans. Our nation's leaders finished their oath of office with the words, "So help me God." May we echo that prayer and work with our leaders to press on together in the strength God provides. USDA recently announced additional assistance through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. This new assistance will include expanded eligibility for certain commodities and producers established in the recently passed relief package, as well as updated payments for producers who were eligible under previous iterations of the program. Producers have until February 26th to submit new applications or modify existing applications if they have participated in the program already. USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance. The recently enacted COVID-19 Resource and Relief Package included a number of agriculture-related provisions, such as a $1.5 billion extension of the Farmers to Families Food Box program, as well as additional support for crop, specialty crop, livestock, poultry, and dairy farmers, among others. The bill also includes several improvements to a second round of the Paycheck Protection Program. A recent AFBF Market Intel update highlights the PPP improvements that will benefit farmers and ranchers, including new qualifying expenses, using gross farm income to determine loan amounts, and reducing the level of required losses to qualify. Thousands of farmers across the country gathered virtually January 10th through 13th for the 102nd Annual Convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation. 346 voting delegates, including 20 delegates from Illinois, addressed Illinois Farm Bureau's submittals, including renewable fuels, dairy policy, FIFRA, and farm policy. The event, themed Stronger Together, focused on advances in agriculture and how farmers address the challenges of COVID-19 and the shifts in markets, while also giving back. The 2021 AFBF Annual Convention saw record-breaking attendance, albeit in a virtual capacity. The organization saw over 8,300 registrations between members, non-members, media, and state members, including delegates, alternates, observers, and staff. More than 300 of the virtual attendees were from Illinois. Tuesday evening, outgoing U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue addressed the virtual attendees. He thanked farmers for their support and talked policy, recent challenges, and future opportunities for agriculture. According to Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert, he said, generally speaking, all of the submittals that IFB delegates passed at our December annual meeting were included in the 2021 AFBF policy book. He said, we had sections of submittals by other states that we defended. We worked with a number of states to tweak some of these policies going forward, and we updated and refined policy language in several areas of importance. Dairy policy and pricing, renewable fuels, environmental policy, and livestock pricing were mega themes of this year's policy debate. IFB Vice President Brian Duncan noted that if you look at the energy generated around this year's policy discussion at AFBF, he thinks you will find certain themes. The discussion on dairy policy and price discovery continue to evolve. Livestock pricing saw a number of submittals pass, one being a powerful submission from our Illinois delegation opening up contract pricing options to all producers. We also discussed a wide range of environmental issues, and our delegates successfully defended the use of up to 95% octane blends for the new generation of automobile engines in development. Illinois Farm Bureau members gave a strong showing in several of AFBF's national competitions. Joe Goodman of Clay County represented Illinois in the Young Farmers and Ranchers Excellence in Agriculture competition. Corey and Kelly Rann of Carroll County competed as Illinois' representative for the AFBF Achievement Award. Alex Marinholz of Lawrence County advanced to the Sweet 16 round in the Young Farmers and Ranchers discussion meet. She engaged in discussions on enhancing international trade relationships, reduction of climate change and weather risks, and big data. The Midwest also saw recognition in the form of a four-legged farm dog. Rain, a six-year-old border collie, was named Midwest Region runner-up in AFBF's Farm Dog of the Year contest. Owners Terry and Julie Wills are Winnebago Boone Farm Bureau members. The family will receive $1,000 in prize money and a trophy plate and Purina products. IFB was among six state farm bureaus recognized for exemplary financial support of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The Scholar Award is given to state farm bureaus with the highest total donations to the foundation within their membership groups. IFB received awards of excellence in four program areas for implementing outstanding member programs and membership achievement in 2020. IFB earned awards in membership value, advocacy, leadership and business development, and engagement and outreach. Additionally, Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert was reelected to serve another two-year term on the AFBF Board of Directors representing the Midwest region. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.